Welcome to the Toy Catching Competition of 1977!
And here we have Mr. Paul Deacon. He presents the number of coins he's taking to the... There are five coins there, presents them to the judges. He has been accepted. And he now prepares to make his catch here today. And he's got the coins on his shoulder, and he's started to scratch. No, that won't do at all.
And here we are again at the Coin Catching Contest 1977, which is the most marvelous day out here. The sun's shining, the clouds are all over the place, horrible masses of rain everywhere. It's pelting now with hail, it's horrible day. But it's lovely and warm in here in the studio. And we're talking about coins. Now, talking about coins, what do you think of that particular one measly penny he's going to catch?
Well, I think it looks like an Edward coin there, Edward the Seventh, I think, by the way he's holding it. Most distasteful. Of course, these coins are so old, they're filled up with grime and all little bits of muck and that vomiting puke!
No, that won't do at all. It's take three!
No,
that won't do at all.
Coin catching competition take four.
Oh, I did that
very well. Beautifully done. And here we are at the coin catching competition take, whatever it is. And there's Ian Harry. Now he's scratching his face most delicately. And he's got the coin on his elbow. And he looks, yes, I think he's very concentrated. And he's looking about now, air of a solemnness, hush falls over the whole audience, and my God, I will get the toilet. I wish he'd hurry up. Now, that sounds like my old washerwoman.
Hello and welcome to the coin catching. Thank you. Welcome to the coin catching competition of 1977. Paul Deacon presents his coins. Oh, he's taken a very large bundle there. The judges will count the number afterwards. He has been asked to hurry up by the judges. He presents the coin in the traditional manner on the arm. He flares his nostrils. He's ready. He's going. You've got. There he goes. He's ready.
He catches them,
and it's a brilliant one. He comes over to the judges.
I'm a man. I've got them.
He picks them all up, and there are seven coins there, and he takes
them.
This won't do at all.
Beautifully done, Oscar. Now, here we are again at the coin catching competition. And, yes, I've just received a message that, in fact, Paul Deacon caught seven coins. So this means that to beat him, Mr. Ian Harris will have to catch a total of eight coins. He shows them to the judges, no chewing gum or other such. No, the judges are completely satisfied. In fact, they've all nodded off, but there we are. Anyway, they're still satisfied. Christ, we'll go to the toilet again. Anyway, here we go. And what a lovely day it is outside. And he's dropped three. That means he's only caught four. There we are.
Trouble is,
I never made much cinnapods, would I say?
Coin catching competition.
It's take seven.
Seven.
Thank you, Fritz. Here we have Paul Deacon, who is at the moment in the lead of the competition with seven coins. Second is Mr. Ian Harris on five coins.
Paul Deacon takes his coins. He has he's got a very large amount. He's presenting. He's got 10 coins. The judges will have to verify that afterwards. He shows that they're all free. The judges are satisfied. He's recounting them himself. He puts back one. And, excuse me, is that still 10, Mr. Deacon?
Yeah, that's why I had 12.
I see. It's 10. Right, fine.
One back.
Okay. Mr. Deacon shows terrific concentration when he is catching. He's already caught.
I'm a bit incontinent today.
He says he's a bit incontinent.
No, it does not mean I'm Russian, no. I'm scared of it.
He's ready. He presents. No, he stops. He stops. He's taken a ruler, he's measuring the distance, and he's caught them. And the judges are satisfied. Mr. Deacon moves further into the lead with 10. Mr. Deacon, stop applauding yourself. No, 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 that won't do at all.
What a silly bastard.
No! Sorry! He's gonna blow his nose. God, get your dinner jacket on. Some guests are arriving. Hold the contest, yes. It's Mr. Runce and his wife, Runce. sorry.
Now, they're counting the coins now over there. And it looks like...
12.
12 coins he's got. I would have said it's 13, but there we are.
Just
12 coins, well, there we are. Good, good.
They are with me. There's no debate about the matter. There are 12 coins here. It's a scientific fact.
I'm like sorry, Mr. Harris, I do have an earpiece. I do hear these things. In fact, I've just heard that your wife's died. A cloth bright yellow. I'm so funny. He's fallen on the floor with laughter. Oh dear. I don't think that was biased, do you?
That wasn't laughter, all excited.
I'm not surprised.
No, 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 this won't do it. Tell him.
Cut!
Crying, catching cup to shell. Take. Nine.
Thank you, Leroy. It's Mr. Paul Deacon now to... He removes the coin from the surface area. He coughs very idly. He sniffs. No, don't shove that in your throat. Come on.
No, that won't do at all.
Cut!
Thank you. Hello, once again, we have the coin catching competition. Mr. Paul Deacon in the lead of the competition with 10 points. What do you think, Brian? Well, thank you, Brian. Paul Deacon is ready. He's got 12 coins, and he's dropped 3. He has dropped 3. No, Mr. Deacon. Just bring the coins, please, to the judges' podium. There's a third one over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 coins Mr. Deacon has got. That does not, in fact, put him further into the lead.
Oh, no, whoopsie!
Cut!
Coin catching competition, take 12.
Oh, that was beautifully done. And now over to you, Kenneth Williams.
Oh, well, it's my marvellous attraction. I'm a bit hoarse today.
There's marvellous person on the podium, you know. He's got his most marvellous coins. I was old things. Now when I was old and grey, I love to look at my old coins. And he's dropped about 1, 2, 3, 4. I think he's dropped
7 left.
I think he's dropped 4 coins by look on the stage. He's crawling around, grovelling.
I'm just saying, Kenneth, that confirmation has come through by the judges that, in fact, 7 coins were caught by Mr. Harris, and that puts him into second place.
Oh,
I see. Here. Thank you very much, Cynthia. Now,
hello, welcome back to the coin catching competition 1977. Just a second, a little message is coming in through my ear. Darling, don't ring me when I'm at work. Sorry, that was not important. Mr. Deacon, I'm going to proceed to bash Mr. Deacon's head in.
He's falling in the blood.
This is the coin catching competition, take number 14. I did very well, didn't I?
Oh, snob. Now, here we are at the coin catching competition. This marvellous thing of the year. Everybody looks forward to the queens and her hair rollers. Watching this on the box, God, old Phillips rolled in his mini and he's coming up.
Yeah.
He's just taken off his truss and he comes to join Lizzie. And he got one, what a silly sod.
Oh, if he wasn't the producer's son, we just wouldn't have him. Sorry, coin catching competition, and Mr. Paul...
Oi!
Sammy, leave! Mr. Paul Deacon... Yes, Mr. Paul... Mr. God!
La catching competition de la coin! Take number...
Is he French?
Anyway.
Oh, he's French. I thought he said he was wearing. Oh, well. Here's a radio station.
15 coins.
15?
15. Here goes.
Sank, isn't it? Oh, no, that's... here we go. Now,
Hi-ya. Put
him on his arm. He's got him on his arm.
Hey!
He's got them in his hand. Ah, oh, let's have an interview with the new leader now, Mr. E. Harris. Hello, E. Hello.
The name is Ian.
Oh, I thought it was E. Well, I call it E. It's E. Oh, stupid sod, I'm not in my car.
Hello and welcome to the coin
Hello and welcome to the coin catching competition 1977 and Mr. Paul Deacon is about to present.
I've got a few big hits.
God!
Catching competition of the coins number 15.
The sausage in toss. Here we are again at the coin catching competition. There's a real hush over the air. And I'll go to the toilet. Hello.
I think that there are 20.
20 coins there, are there?
I think so.
Well, I'm afraid my earpiece has dropped off. Now that he's gone to sleep, no. Oh, he slipped at the last moment.
Oh, Bowie.
God. He's falling into coins. I'm afraid he's a failure. He tossed me.
Get away from the mic.
He chose Michael. Petrol!
Here he comes. Mr. Deacon is coming. There's a knock.
He's nodding. He didn't do it. Coin catching competition, take it all on. Don't care.
Number 19. And Mr. Deacon, who is not only a competitor, he is also the man on the clapper board. Is preparing to make his move.
Well, we're all waiting for Mr. Harris. He should be here any moment.
Thank you.
said. A glazed expression came over his eyes. He looked into space. He's dead! A glazed expression! I'm dead. Glazed pottering. Go, go. Anyway, here we go.
Oh,
I've
got my finger in the
clapperboard! Oh! Go on, there, it's painful. Now, here we go. he's on his marks. Get on your marks, please. On your marks.
Is it good?
No. Yeah. How'd you start a jelly race? How'd you start a jelly race? Get set. How'd you start a pudding race? There you go.
Mr. House is now presenting to the judges.
Oh, is he?
Two,
sorry,
four,
oh, those bits.
Six, seven, eight, 10, 11,
just not a flea race. What do flea go? Yeah.
17, and that puts him into the lead, and I'm afraid I'm...
Lead of what? I'm
our
just...
original co-parent.
What?
Just
what? Where am I? Here, I just started... that was recorded in 1978. Put that gun down, will you? That was recorded in 1977, the 12th, isn't it? The 14th of April, about a quarter to four now. What's on the, it's on the one of the nine, or is it on the, is it on the eight? So I can't say anyway, I haven't got my glasses on. Anyway, here's Harry to say a few words.
Well, I think that these two are a right pair of...
sorry! Bye, Sue.
Well, put that good down, will you, honey?
I bet this lovely sponge is all flat in the middle. It must be that margarine. Give it to me, come along. What's that? Oh, it's the tape recording. Chemistry, come along now. You've got your loving oxide and you just put it into the test tube, stir it up. And, oh dear, it's... Oh, look, the precipitate, it's got all flat. It must be that margarine.
Plastic version of the plastic bag.
Hello, I'm Hermes, the wee messenger. They call me Hermes. And now I present a joke.
Well, I am. My son's so bow-legged. When he stands around the house, he stands around the house.
Good grief, the comedian disappeared!
No, it's not. He's wearing a necktie. And I don't understand that.
But I don't think it's... Inhale.
Mr. Fozzie Bear! Mr. Fozzie Bear!
Oh! It's got all flat. Must be a margarine.
Here is the comedian's bear on a new discount. Good grief, the comedian's bear!
We're going to have a bit of laughter at the end of the joke, aren't we?
Could you speak a bit closer to the microphone, please?
Yeah, I don't know
where it's from. Ah, la guillotine, la guillotine! I've had enough of you aristocrats! We will cut your head off now!
Execution, take one!
Ah, I've had enough of your nonsense, aristocrats! We will now cut your head off!
No, that won't do.
Chopping needles or execution, take one.
Sorry. Alas, poor Yurik. I knew him so well.
You have a last request.
No.
Get it over with.
All right. We will chop the head off now.
Hey, well, after that, what is it now? Oh, take four now. Execution, take,
four.
Four, that's that. Beautiful shot.
Oh, my heart is dying. I knew you so well. Alas, you must go into the basket.